Hello, it's Sandra here. And for the next few minutes, I want to help you to reconnect with a form of confidence that doesn't come from motivation or willpower, but from something far more reliable, which is learning to trust yourself again. This builds on something you already know well, because it grows out of the done by one idea, which works so effectively because it speaks the brain's language. Done by one is about choosing two or three realistic, non-negotiable things that you decide you will complete by 1 o'clock. They can be small, ordinary tasks, sending a message, sorting something you've been avoiding, going for a short walk, drinking some water. Because confidence comes from following through on what you said you would do. Each time you do that, your brain registers a powerful message. I can rely on myself. And that sense of reliability is where confidence starts to rebuild. What we're adding now is the next layer, and this one is about how you begin your day. If you can, set aside some time in the morning that belongs just to you. It doesn't have to be a long time, just 10 to 30 minutes undisturbed. This time can look however it needs to look for you. You might move your body and get that done early. You might sit with a drink and reflect on what went well yesterday. You might stretch, breathe, or simply give yourself a few minutes without demands. What matters is not what you do, but that you choose yourself first. Within this time, I want you to set three intentions for the day. Not goals, not rules, not pressure, but simple statements about how you want to show up. You might say, I intend to be patient with myself today. I intend to pause before reacting. Or I intend to notice when I do something well instead of dismissing it. These intentions give your brain a direction, helping it notice evidence of progress rather than scanning for mistakes. Then, at the end of the day, when you reflect on your wins, you may notice that they naturally connect back to the intentions you set, reinforcing the sense that your actions and values are aligned. If you have the confidence pod, you can do it instead or during this period. This pod offers similar support and helps guide your focus when you need something to lean on. Confidence isn't something you wait for or suddenly acquire. It's something you build each time you keep a small little promise to yourself. And every one of those moments strengthens the belief that you are capable, steady, and able to handle what comes next. And you are already doing that.